Powered by Riverside.
Welcome to the Vehicle City Sound Podcast. This is volume 2025, episode number 48, our air date. It's actually Wednesday, November 26th, Thanksgiving Eve. We hope people are listening to us before doing their prelims before they go out on the biggest bar night of the year. I am your host, C. Willie. I am joined again this week by the lovely and incomparable
Quarter Peep.
We have a special guest this week. Joining us from Dayton, Ohio, it's Jordan Chris, the Wayward Jay. Welcome to the show, sir.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
We've been excited about this. Came across you, I believe it was on Instagram. We had a couple of great conversations off site, and now are welcoming you here. And you've got that unique Americana, kind of the indie rock sound, which we truly enjoy. How did that all come about? What got you started in music? Kind of what were your influences?
Yeah, so I'm kind of a melting pot of everything I've listened to. You know, I used to listen to grunge and like the 90s alternative, and I've kind of just gotten into different, you know, genres along the way and written in different genres as well. And just kind of, I don't know, it just molded into what it is today. But you know, I along the way listened to a lot of indie folk, you know, Bon Iver, Fleet Foxes, that sort of thing. And but yeah, I listen to everything. I love, you know, every type of music. Yeah,
very similar to where we are. There's, if it's music, we nod our heads and say yes, we're in.
Absolutely. Yeah,
we were talking a little bit off the air before starting. You've also had the opportunity to open up for some good friends of ours, the band Sponge. Andy Padlin was one of our first interviews here on Vehicle City Sound when we brought the show back, and has been a great friend. That must have been fun to do that.
It was. A great, great, fantastic group of guys. Great show. The Thompson House in the Cincinnati area, but yeah, went super well. A good showing. So it was
all right. All right. When did you start playing? When did all this kind of evolve? What made you say, okay, I'm going to do this?
Yeah. So my grandpa got me my first guitar. I had a little bit of interest. I love music, but no really interest in playing. He got me my first guitar, and then I just started learning, teaching myself, and just got better and better and better. And, you know, I never really wanted to sing either, but yeah, I owe it to my grandpa. He got me my first guitar, got me into it. He was my biggest fan for a long time until he passed. So he was at every show. So yeah, he's the one that kind of got me into it. And I didn't start playing shows until 2009.
Okay, so this is still relatively new, 16 right. years, but you know, doing that and you play throughout the Midwest, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. Kentucky, Cincinnati, Columbus, Indiana, Michigan. So I've had a lot of venues reach out in different states and have me play. I did have a bassist. I do have people, you know, in and out of my set. Some very fantastic musicians. So I've been fortunate that to business is booming, and it's a good problem to have. And, you know, I'll play just about anywhere, you know,
no question. Great, great problem to have.
Yeah.
Well, we've got three of your songs that we're going to be featuring tonight. And this first one, I love the message in this. I love the hook, Whiskey's a Go. Tell us a little bit about the backstory in this song.
Yeah. So, you know, that just came to be. Me and my buddy at the time were writing songs, kind of drinking songs, right?
Sure.
And, you know, it's kind of, you know, we all make mistakes and just about kind of leaving it in the past and, you know, kind of self-reflection. It's kind of about self-reflection.
Well, and the song title itself is to me the great hook. Yeah, that was Whiskey's a Go. I'm done with this.
And it's funny. The title came. My friend Monty. I asked him a question. We were driving in the car, and he's like, he looked at me dumbfounded. He's like, I don't know, man. That was whiskeys ago. So I kind of owe it to him a little. You know, I have to give him props for that. And I took that. I was like, man, that is whiskeys ago. Yeah, yeah. Why not?
Yeah. It's great. It's so great.
Thanks, Monty. If you're out there, I appreciate you, sir.
All right. Hey, let's give this one a listen. The Wayward Jay, Whiskeys Ago.
I've made quite a few. It wasn't me, it wasn't you. When I told you no, that was whiskeys ago.
Yes, sir. The Wayward Jay, that was Whiskeys Ago. Quarter Peep, I'm going to adopt that as my theme song.
Yeah, it's brilliant. I mean, everybody's been through it. And so mm-hmm. when you have a situation, like, what do you say? You can say that. And yeah, they go, yeah. Oh, okay.
I think it's every guy's apology song right yeah. now. I really do.
It can be Tequila's Ago, you know, whatever yeah. your drink preference is, you know.
Whatever you want.
Whatever you want it to be. Beers Ago, you know.
All right. Folks, that's Jordan, Chris, The Wayward Jay. We are going to take a quick break, and we will be right back.
Can't take your purse into the show? Here's a safe and convenient alternative. Wallet Buckle. They're super stylish, convenient, and very safe. Go to walletbuckle.com and check them out. And if you enter the coupon code QUARTERPEEP, you get 15% off your order. That's walletbuckle.com.
Welcome back to the Vehicle City Sound Podcast. We are with The Wayward Jay. It's Jordan, Chris. Just heard Whiskeys Ago. We know that I'm going to use that as my apology song from now on if I do something wrong.
I'd be honored.
But I'll give a credit every time. Hey, Jordan, what does it look like when you're writing one of these songs? And I know in taking a look at your website, you say that a lot of this is self-reflection. A lot of the songs are events from your life.
Correct.
What is that process for you?
So typically I sit down with my guitar and I kind of have a feel, maybe an idea, like a I'm messing around with different chords, different chord structures, and something, you know, whatever I'm feeling inside kind of sort of comes out in whatever riff it is. So, you know, if I'm happy, I tend to like go for happier chords, happier chord progressions and so forth. So I kind of have an idea of a feel of where I want, what I want to write about, where I want it to go. So it always starts with a guitar riff.
And is it, it's the music first, the lyrics come later.
And then the melody comes next. So I'll kind of just hum along with the chords, kind of get a melody going, you know, along with the feel and maybe dummy words that, you know, they're just placeholders until I get the song going. And, you know, so, and then I'll sometimes beforehand, I'll have an idea like a tagline, like Whiskeys Ago, and I'll kind of riff off that and have that feeling, you know, like, what does this mean? Where can I go with this? So it always starts with the music, then the melody, and then the lyrics probably last.
And, you know, it's interesting when Whiskeys Ago, the first time I heard it, it was interesting to me to talk, hear you talk about kind of that 90s rock influence. There's almost some of that in that, in the slow progression up to that, in the intro to that. You can almost hear, you know, there's there's some Soundgarden in there. And, you know,
It's just something I can never get away from. It always comes out. You know, I for so long, you know, Goo Goo Dolls, Third Eye Blind, all these type of bands that I listened to when I was younger. And no matter what genre I'm in, it just seems to always creep in a little bit in different areas, which I'm okay with it. I'm me, you know, it just melted into what I do.
And, well, and I just playing roll with it. Sponge, same sort of thing. You know, you're playing with that same sort of genre. And your fans are loving that as well.
You know, I'd say my fan base is around my age. So, you know, fan of the 90s type of stuff and, you know, today music. But, yeah, it just, I've been in so many different genres and rock and different things. And I just try to melt it all into one and see what comes out. You know, I try not to, I don't like genres. I try to just be me and what happens, happens. Whatever the song is, it is, you know.
Well, and that's truly what we enjoy. We like folks that have their own sound. Okay, yeah, maybe there are hints of this and that that have influenced you to this point, but I love that line. I don't like genres.
I've never been a fan. I just, you are who you are, and whenever you try to force something, it never usually works out.
That's
whenever
true.
I've tried to force writing in a certain genre, which I can, it just, there's something missing. It's not you. Yeah. It's not, you know.
Absolutely agree. Absolutely agree. Well, and that's why we have this platform. We want folks to express themselves and their unique sound.
Right.
And we love the folks that do that.
Yeah. It's just not organic if it's forced, you know?
Yeah. So the second song that we have queued up, and again, another interesting tune is Think Again. Tell us a little bit about the backstory on Think Again.
Yeah. You know, this is one, you know, there have been times in my life I thought I had it figured out, and you know what? It's always proved me wrong, and it's just like life says to you, think again, Jordan. You know, you think you're going down this path? Nah, I'm going to take you down this path.
And well, there's a fork, and then you don't know where to go.
Think again, you know.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
essentially, it's just kind of about that, and you know how life is a roller coaster, and you know sometimes it just. It takes you where you want and you just have to ride the wave.
No question. Yeah. That's what do they say? God's gets his biggest laugh when he when we tell him I've got a plan.
Yeah.
No. He think again.
Yeah, he must be in stitches, you know, I'll tell you.
All right. Hey, let's give this one a listen. This is The Wayward Jay. Think Again.
Lost in that song.
You can.
Which I think I appreciate
it. Get lost in it.
That's Jordan Chris, The Wayward Jay, Think Again. And we're listening to that, and Quarter Peep's right. You really can get lost in that because there are so many of the lines in that song. I can say, yep, been there. Yep, felt that. Yeah, that's where I am right now. Yeah. There's so much of that, and I think that's one of the great things about your music, Jordan, is it is so relatable.
It's good.
And that's the kind of struggle you find yourself in is you got to make it relatable, and you know you got to balance the personable and relatable while I'm writing, you know, and you can definitely do both, and because a lot of people go through the same stuff, so you know, you just got to find a good balance with that, I think.
Well, do you find a pressure in your writing that, hey, I've done a half a dozen songs that are on this theme, now I need to do something a little different? Or do you let that play into your process, or you just take it, no, this is where I'm going?
Yeah, it just, a writer's best work, they, you know, usually is their latest work, right? Because, you know, it's at that point in their life. So whatever point in life I'm at, whatever comes out usually, you know, the topics and stuff. But I will say it's easier to write about heartbreak and the hard times that you've had in your life. At least for me, it's easy. It's much easier to write about when I was really depressed than happy. And it just is what it is.
The emotions are so raw in something like that.
Yeah. And I think you can make it, you know, negative things that have happened in your life, you know, and those topics, you can make it kind of hopeful and still happy in ways. So you can, you know, attack it in different ways. And to make it different.
No question. So, Jordan, where do folks find The Wayward Jay? Tell us a little bit about that. You've got an incredible website. Mm-hmm. And what are the other platforms that folks can find?
Yeah, I have guitar picks, actually. Let me see. I hand out these guitar picks. It has a QR code that'll take you to my Linktree.
Oh, fantastic.
So, yeah. So the Linktree has everything on it, Instagram, Facebook, you know, facebook.com/TheWaywardJay. A lot of my events are up on there. I don't have a website. I kind of use Facebook. It's kind of nice. It's free. It has all my events. So, but I mean, they could pretty much type in The Wayward Jay in Google and I should pop up.
All right.
I don't have shirts, but I'm working on some koozies.
Oh, all right. Yeah, we love koozies.
they're going to go like really quick probably. But so I'm working on that. I'm working on some merch items. It's just kind of a slow process.
A work in process.
Yeah, yes. I'm trying to do a lot of different things, juggle writing, playing shows. I mean, it's been really busy.
Well, and it is a grind, and we can appreciate that. It's something that you got to be at every single day.
Absolutely. And, you know, when you have a full-time job, kids and everything else, it gets really busy. So I'm trying to juggle a lot and it's a good thing. It's a good problem to have. And I enjoy it, you know?
Yeah. We have our side complaints about this all the time, but you know what? This is fun. This is a lot of fun.
Yeah. We love it. Yeah. Yes.
The people you meet, you know, it's the people
This community, fantastic. The whole independent artist community, everybody's rooting for everybody else. I really enjoy that.
We're all on the same team. Yep.
Yes. So this last one that we've got queued up, and I told you about this before we started the mics, started the tape rolling. There is a line in That Average Man, and it's actually the end of the song. Folks, listen to the song and listen to the message in this. And Jordan, I'd like you to tell us a little bit about what went into this.
Mm-hmm.
But wish I'd thought it through, grew old like you, and be that average man. Yeah. And my interpretation of that is, you know, there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
Is that kind of where this derived?
So it was sort of an ode to my grandpa, my great grandpa, actually. And I admire him so much. And I admire people who can just work that grind all day long and just, you know, have that, you know, that they work hard. They work so hard. And I feel like, in my opinion, that's been lost a little bit in some of the later generations. But his generation were a lot of hard workers. They retired from their job. They bought their house. They had a wife. They did things by the book. And I've always admired that. And writing that song got me a little emotional just because of that, you know, and how I admire that so much. You know, I'm personally more of a dreamer, and I've never really thought about that. You know, did the things that he's done, you know, so I just admire that.
It's kind of living that hardworking, but hard benefit life. You get something for what you gain, and it doesn't have to be the shiny Mercedes in the driveway. Your actual win can be the way you've lived the life.
Absolutely. Yes.
All right. Let's give this one a listen. This is That Average Man from The Wayward Jay.
Mm-hmm. got a farmer's stand with working hands, knew just where to go. Fed his family while half asleep, could only spay the soul. Wore the same old jeans and pocket shirts, a suit he could never stand. Hid his wealth with a smile and a white food in his hand. I wish I thought it through, grew old like you. Jeans and pocket shirts, a suit I can never stand. Hide my wealth with a smile and a white phone in my hand. I wish I thought it through, grew old like you, be that average man. I wish I thought it through, grew old like you, be that.
Yes.
That's so sweet.
The Wayward Jay, That Average Man. Jordan, that is a song we've got to thank you for writing, because that is that is truly a beautiful piece of music.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
You bet. Thank you for joining us tonight, buddy. We appreciate you sharing the stories.
Yeah, I appreciate you guys having me anytime.
All right. All right. Hey, Quarter People, what do we have coming up next? It's something special.
Oh, my goodness. Can you guys believe that our 100th episode is coming up, and we're going to have Jackie Daniels with us. She was the first on our show. Why not have her on the 100th?
You bet. We're looking forward to that. I hear Jackie's got a couple of surprises for us, so we're looking forward to that. It's going to be a lot of fun. That's a wrap on tonight's show. Jordan, Chris, The Wayward Jay, thank you again for being here, sir.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
All right. And thank you all out there in podcast land. We really appreciate all the support that you've given us. VehicleCitySound.com, that's the website. You can find out where we're going to be, which, by the way, this Thanksgiving weekend, if you're in the Muskegon, Michigan area, we heard a rumor that at the Dirty Dog, which is a fun venue there, Justin Judge, Chad Flores are both going to be there, and I think Vehicle City Sound will probably be there as well. I heard there's a cold pop somewhere that we might be able to enjoy. VehicleCitySound@gmail.com. You have more folks like Jordan and the Wayward Jay that you'd like us to talk to. We want to hear from you. Let us know. Have a happy and safe Thanksgiving. And hey, everybody, be good.